Anybody else this morning? Joys, concerns, and praises. Linda.
Just continue to lift Dave up
yes.
with his eyesight, that the Lord will open his eyes. And I just want to thank God for being with us last night, because I was driving in the dark and hit a wild hog on my lake.
Oh, bless your heart.
And lost my front grill of the car, but we were fine. And I stopped on my way to church this morning and picked up parts on Highway 12.
Did you take the hog to the smokehouse?
No, he's still my whole Highway
12. Yeah, Pastor, when she told me she found her grill, I thought she was talking about her cooking.
Cooking, yeah.
Yeah, like the hog's right. And I'm just blessed that we didn't get hurt.
Amen, boy, that's for sure. I forget there's wild hogs around here in snow. You know, there's a lot of them, but I think where we are, we don't see that many of them, but they still hunt them over there. So, Sandra.
October 1st is whenever we made our official move, and now we are downtown at the Department of Corrections, and it has been very challenging. And it's not as organized and well thought out as we were told it was going to be. So there's a lot of unrest and a lot of tension right now, trying to get everything migrated to from one facility to the other. So continued prayers for me at work.
Those of you who do know, don't know, where are you working at now?
I'm working at the Department of Corrections.
Correct. I know that, but what?
I was at the Department of Management Services.
Right, but now they incorporated you into the Department of Corrections?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you'll blend in. You'll straighten them out.
I'm not sure about that.
Anybody else? Judy.
When I went to my cancer doctor on Friday, we saw Lou Ann from Deer Lake.
Her husband just
and her husband's just been diagnosed, so we won't.
With the rectal cancer.
Yeah, what was his name on?
I don't know. I don't remember either.
But anyway, the Lord knows his name, so we won't lift him up. And also, my sister-in-law has gone to Tampa to be with her sister. From what I understand, it's pretty bad. So we need to vote. Her name is Janet Sauls. So.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah, and pray for all of our churches. I was reading yesterday afternoon, Oklahoma had 62 churches disaffiliate. They had their annual conference over the weekend. And our churches that are going through, we had a good charge conference with churches that came, but we have five or six churches in the area that are no longer United Methodists. They're just plain old Methodists. And it was for the longest time, we were just plain old Methodists anyhow. And then in 1968, we joined with the Evangelical United Brethren Church and to form the United Methodist Church. And that was a merger that had a lot of hopes and different things. Didn't quite work out the way it should, but I'll never forget when my uncle was the EUB pastor in Pennsylvania, and when I decided to answer my call to go in the ministry, I called him and I said, Uncle Fritzy, I want you to be the first one to know I'm going to be a Methodist preacher. He said, no, you're not. I said, what do you mean I'm not? He said, you'll be United Methodist, because that's the only thing left of our denomination. But, you know, that's churches that way. You know, it's thank God we don't kill each other, but we have a hard time getting along with each other. But if we can agree on Christ, then we can agree to disagree and still love. But so keep all of our churches in prayer that are going through transitions. Sandra?
Today, I will be going, as soon as I leave here, and going down to the breast cancer walk down at Cascade Park. And last weekend, I was invited to one of the ladies that I used to work with at FDLE. She just completed her last treatment, and she rang the bell for breast cancer. So Michelle Raymond, she just finished up her treatment, and so I will be joining with them. That's why I'm dressed the way I am today.
Good. Yeah, traveling.
Traveling versus routine issues Thursday. Going to San Antonio.
Yeah, the only bad thing about that, she's not taking you and I with her. These women are going to one of my most favorite all-time evangelists, Joyce Meyer, and they're going to a women's concert in Texas, and they're leaving us behind because it's a women's concert. And now that's,
you're not invited.
No, we're not invited. Yeah.
Well, I'm not either.
Y'all can take that up with Joyce. Women's conference. Bye.
And prayer for me, Pastor, that I find my way across town.
Yeah. No, if you ever listen to any of Joyce Meyer's teachings and so forth, she's a blessing. She was very instrumental early on in my Christian walk, and so she's a great lady. You'll be blessed.
Oh, we're gonna have a blast.
Yep.
We're ready. Yeah.
And Betty, don't forget to pray for Betty. She had foot surgery this week. And she coming along pretty good, right, Phil?
Yeah, she's keeping me in my place. And I'm trying to keep her there.
Yeah, when I checked on her, she says, I'm just hobbling. I hobble to the kitchen and hobble back to my chair, but I'm doing all right. So, and Tina texted her, too. She said she was doing good. So, anybody else? Seems to me there's somebody else in our congregation. And keep Donnie in prayer. Yes. You know, Donnie, with losing a spouse, if any of you have lost a spouse, you know what it's like. Judy and I both have lost a spouse. Thank God he put us together. But it's hard. How many years were you married, Donnie?
53.
53? Oh, my goodness. That's my age. That's how old I am. But keep Donnie in prayer and Amanda. It's tough. It's not easy. And thank God he's here in church.
Yes.
I always think about that scripture in 2 Samuel when King David was, he had that son from Bathsheba, if you remember the story. It was out of wedlock and so forth, but the boy got sick, and God basically told him that the boy wouldn't live. And but he always knew about God's grace, and he prayed and prayed and fasted and prayed, but the boy eventually did die. And so after the boy died, he got up and he took a bath, he changed clothes, and he went to church. And his servants were just puzzled by it. Well, you were in mourning and praying and fasting, and then the boy dies and you get up and go to church. He says, yeah, because I know I can go to be with him. He can't come to be with me, but I can go to be with him. And that's the blessed hope that we have in eternal life. So Donnie can't go to be where Patsy is, but we can go to be where Patsy is, and we're all going to experience that unless the Lord comes first. So, and Joanne, she's been traveling back and forth to Jacksonville, and now she's home again for a while. All right. Who else? Anybody we're missing?
I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
I just want to thank God. It's been 23 years that I've been cancer free.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's one of the mysteries of the faith. Not everybody makes it, but thank God for the ones that do. The modern technology and the prayer. So.